completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., aka The Motivator, and this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show, in coordination with Bashani Radio and Bashani Magazine. This is our special episode we have once a month where we highlight powerful entrepreneurs and people that are making changes in the world as we know it. Today's guests is Sterling and Soretta Smith. They have been married for 27 years. In those 27 years, they've experienced the ups and downs that married life can present. On Marriage and More, they will share their journey and how through it all, they've been able to have a happy and successful marriage. This is a extraordinary show, ladies and gentlemen, and make sure you listen to it on Bashani Radio app and all other places that you can get and listen to your podcast. They are an amazing couple, and I think they're gonna drop some jewels today, and that's what we want to hear. Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome to you Sterling and Soretta Smith. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
You know I'm blessed. Mr. Sterling, how are you, sir?
Yes, I'm doing very well.
That's what we like to hear. So, 27 years. Did you ever think it was going to last this long? And how did you get here?
Wow, Sterling, you want to go first?
Well, my intent on marriage is, once I'm married, it's going to last forever. I'm in it to win it. Whatever we go through, I'm always going to be there.
Ooh, that's a committed man. Talk to me, Soretta.
Well, you know, I'm a super extrovert. I was a drama queen. So, you know, there were days that I was, you know, I was struggling a little bit. And I have to say that, you know, he was never the one to say the D word. You know, I want a divorce. I'm out of here. He was never the one to do that. I think it was always me. And I think a lot of that had to do with, you know, coming from a home where parents were divorced, grandparents were divorced. So just kind of the journey getting to the place where we break some of those generational cycles. But, you know, I'm glad that I stuck it out because it's been an amazing journey with him. It really has been. And I'm looking forward to the rest of the journey.
See, that's amazing. I listened to your first episode of Marriage and More, and I tell you, it had me laughing, it had me thinking, and it had me, it was a refreshing experience, you know, to hear a couple that's doing whatever it takes to remain with each other. Because in today's time, Soretta and Sterling, a lot of people now are getting married 1 year and divorced the next year. Some of them not even making it 1 year. Do you think this digital landscape that we're in has caused people to not hold on to marriage as they used to?
Don't you want me to answer that first?
You can go ahead.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when you look back to when I was growing up, the generations before me, my grandmother, you know, my great-grandmother, and even my parents, it was a different era and it was a different time. And the struggle was different during that time. They were facing things like segregation, slavery, all the things that, you know, was just challenging to our culture in general. And so during that time, you know, women, they stood together. You know, they stayed married. And as I think as technology, as times change, and people have more options and people have more resources and different things they can do, it's easier to just say, you know what, I'm out. So I think the progression of our society and culture and time and technology and the availability of you know, different resources and things have made it easier to just throw in the towel and say, I quit. And that's why we wanted to do this show, to let people know that, you know, you can weather the storms and you can make it. So that's what I believe has happened.
Very powerful. The same question, Mr. Sterling.
My take is a little bit shorter than that. It's just, there's too many outlets out there with technology playing a role. There's always something out there, and so many people can get in your ear through technology. I mean, people you don't even know can start talking to you, and all of a sudden they start feeding their negativism on you, and you start buying into it and say, okay, I'm done. That's over. I'm out of here.
You go, babe. I like that.
He went in, Soretta. You hear that? I ain't even know you was married to a pastor, because he just went in right there. You heard what I said?
I like that.
And Soretta, I like the way he started off. He said, mine's a little shorter. Well, yours going to always be shorter, Sterling. I'm going to just let you know that right there. You ain't going to never beat Soretta. Yours going to always be shorter. But that was powerful. I like that, brother. You broke that down. We got to put that on a meme or something. You know.
Yeah,
so let me ask you this, Mr. Sterling. What was it about Soretta? Because a lot of times men don't know when it's the right woman. What was it about her that made you say, you know what, that's the right woman for me, that's the woman I want to spend the rest of my life with? What was it?
You know, when you look into somebody's eyes and you can just, I don't know if this is true with you, but you can look at somebody's eyes and you can just see things in them that they might not be able to see, but you can just see that, hey, this person is all that I need. That will complete me just through looking in her eyes. I'm like, I sound crazy.
Wow.
But I could just see it in her eyes that she was looking for something different, someone different. And I always qualify myself as being very different and very unique. Uh-huh. And I said, well, I guess I can be that one.
So let me interject here, Mr. Sterling. How did you look into her eyes when she was riding real fast in her Mazda?
Oh, that was after she stopped. I had to get to that point.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you listen to their first episode, you know, Sterling said, you know, how she used to ride by and he'll just be in the right place at the right time. No, he was stalking. Stop that. All right. But the quote that had me laughing, when you got to go listen to the first episode, Mr. Sterling said, I wasn't stalking her. I just knew her schedule very well. I was on the floor. Okay. All right. But I like that. So, Soretta, and the reason why I'm asking these questions, because I want to get to the core of why this works. Soretta, that same question. How did you know Sterling was the right man for you?
So if you listen to the first episode and you listen to our love story, you know, I talk about how we first met. We went out on a date. I changed my phone number, ghosted him, didn't see him for another, you know, 3 or 4 months. And then when I did happen to see him again, you know, I was a little inebriated, and but he was there. You know, he, you know, how many guys would take a girl out on a really nice date, treat her, you know, really like a queen, and then have her not even, you know, respect him enough to just say, hey, look, I'm just not interested. You know, this is not going to work. But to just, you know, change the phone number. And like I said, I'm not proud of that at all. I was, you know, young at that time. But then to, you know, see her in a crisis, and in a time where she needs help, because, you know, there's so many men that are out there that prey on women. We hear about date. We hear about date rape. We hear about women who, you know, may have had too much to drink, and men take advantage of them. And then people say, well, you know, she shouldn't have been drunk, but he was there in a time of crisis, and he made sure that I got to a safe place, that I was safe. And I think the next day when I sobered up and reality set in, like, about what really could have happened to me if it had been somebody else, I started to look at him different and say, you know, this was a really good guy. And after talking to family members, and, you know, they were like, you know, he sounds like a good guy. You know, you might want to rethink this. And so after the second date and just, you know, really getting to see him in his environment with his family, with his son, I was like, girl, this is a catch right here. You know, you might want to give this a chance.
I like that. Soretta said, this is a catch, girl. That's a beautiful thing. So the goal of here, I want to hopefully give some of these young people a little insight on what does it take to stay in a healthy relationship in today's time. What have each one of you learned of what it takes to make a relationship last? Because there is no perfect relationships. I'm sure you have your ups and downs. I'm sure you have your disagreements. But what does it take, and what a few tips you can give our listeners? It's only a few of us, only about 3 million of us here, okay? So ain't too many people going to hear us, okay? What listeners can, you know, what can you give the listeners about, you know, making it work in today's time?
Go for it, Mr. Smith.
I'm going to give you a quickie. I just call it belief. You have to believe in each other, and you have to believe that the individual has your best interest, and you always will have their best interest. And just believe. You got to have a strong belief system in each other, and you got to base your marriage on in a godly way through that belief.
Sterling, like, right. Sterling know how to get to the point, don't he, Soretta? He just get right to it. I ain't going around the corner. I'm not jumping on top of the roof. I'm going to tell you how it is, and I'm out. Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, yeah, I agree with him wholeheartedly. We found out, you know, through the years that we needed that faith foundation. And I think that faith foundation helped each of us, or at least I can say for me. There was, you know, people, a lot of times people bring things from their past. They bring their past trauma, their baggage. I think it's Erykah Badu. She has a song called The Bag Lady. And so a lot of times we don't put the work in before we get into the marriage. And so we bring all of the past hurts, the letdowns, the disappointments, the pain. If you've been molested or some type of trauma, we bring all that into the marriage, unbeknownst a lot of times to our partner, and unbeknownst to us, you know, the things that our partners have gone through. And so, you know, now when I counsel couples who are contemplating getting married, I charge them, let's do the work, let's dig deep, and let's, you know, I'll ask the hard questions. You know, you may be afraid to ask the hard questions. But I, as the counselor here, I'm not afraid to ask the hard questions. So I'm going to ask him, you know, do you still live at home with your mother? Do you have kids? Do you pay child support? How much is it in your savings? How much debt are you in? The hard questions that a lot of times we don't ask. And so you've got to put the work in and make sure that you don't bring all of the hurt and trauma into your marriage. Because if you do, you will deflect that on your spouse. And they'll be looking at you like, well, what in the world? This is not the person that, you know, I fell in love with, you know, where's all this coming from? And so for us and for me, it took that faith foundation to help me do the work to heal those things inside of me that I had gone through, you know, as a child and as a young woman, so that I could have a healthy and whole relationship with my husband.
Mm. All right. So that was a great answer, but I want you to just give me about 2 to 3 solid, quick little tips that people can write down right now to making a marriage last.
Trust. You have to have trust between one another. Keep other people out of your relationship. If you have problems, don't run to your friends, especially your single friends or other friends that are having problems in their marriage. You want to get professional help. You want to go to a counselor, a pastoral leader. You want to get professional help. You have to spend quality time. Everything that you did when you were dating, you still have to do it when you get married. So set aside time for one another, a date night, so that you can keep the fire going and keep that, you know, the flame in your relationship going. Communication, extremely important. You have to communicate. You can't shut down and isolate yourself from one another when you have conflict. Conflict is good. It's just how you approach the conflict. So those are just a few things. And we're going to be talking about a lot of this stuff on our show.
Mm, I like that. Your 3 quick tips. I'm sure yours is going to be quick, Mr. Sterling. So your quick one. I'm just messing with you.
Okay. Trust in each other at all times. Believe that you were put together for a reason, and believe that reason is going to take you beyond anything that could ever come in and try to distract you. And love. You have to love that person beyond all the negativism or anything that they may put on you. You have to love them beyond that. You have to love them for the reason that made you fall in love with them, if that sounds weird. And always be willing to go to the next level with that person. To the next level in a positive round.
I like.
Soretta, I ain't never heard Mr. Sterling before your show, and I'm telling you, this brother got some wisdom up in there. You hear me?
He really does.
He's got some wisdom up in there. Soretta, you said something that kind of sparked or something. A lot of women who have friends and a lot of single friends tend to talk about their relationships, you know, and they don't even have a good relationship on their own. So how somebody who doesn't even have a solid or a long lasting relationship, but yet it's still a lot of women and even men. So let me not just say that too. Women and men, they go to their single friends because they are their friends and ask for marriage advice. How wrong or how right is that?
It's not something that I advise. And I think that comes with maturity. I think the more mature, or if you connect yourself or you have mentors, it's very important to have mentors and counselors. It's very important to have those people in your life, people that are seasoned. And so I always, when we're doing marriage counseling, when we have couples that are coming that want to get married, that's one of the things that we talk about. You've got to reevaluate your relationships. Your relationships are going to change with your single friends, and they may not necessarily like that. I'm not saying you have to cut people off, but you have to understand now you're entering into this union called marriage. And you're going to be faced and challenged with things that they don't have the subject matter expertise to give you advice on. So you want to make sure that you're going to people that have that subject matter expertise, i.e. couples that have been married longer than you, counselors or therapists. So it's really dangerous to get advice from your single friends because oftentimes they can become very jealous and envious of you. And they will give you advice. You know, they'll say, girl, leave. You know, I've had them say that, girl, just leave. Just leave, girl. Especially if it's someone that's been through a divorce. So you need to be very, very careful about seeking advice from single friends as it relates to your marriage and your relationship with your spouse.
Very, very, very powerful. I'm loving this conversation. Just in case you're joining us, I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, and we are talking to Soretta and Sterling Smith. They are the hosts of Marriage and More podcast. That's bringing you all this information and even more about not only getting married, but staying married and lasting in marriage. So this is one of those reference shows that you need to go back and listen to some of this stuff that Soretta and Mr. Sterling are dropping. You know, Mr. Sterling drops it really quick, but he drops it powerful. You hear what I'm saying? He'd be like, yo, this is what I'm doing. This is where it is. Let me get on. Just like, you remind me of Jay-Z. He don't say much, but he got power. So let me ask you something, Mr. Sterling. What has been the best moments of being married?
The best moments of being married for me is when we're, I call it, when we're doing something, like say we're traveling, the happy moments, we're happy. And then, we're just having a good time where there's no, like there may be a lot of people there around you, but all I'm seeing is my wife and keeping her in that space. There's nothing coming from the left, nothing coming from the right. I'm looking straight forward, and my focus is her. And we're having a good time.
Wow. This man loves you, Soretta. Soretta, how much did you pay him before this interview? Because he's saying all the right things, okay?
and we're not in the same room. I'm not looking at him. This is who he is. It really is. It really is.
That's a beautiful thing. That's it. And I know you guys have a great time because I see your pictures balling all over in Jamaica, like, you know, riding on them horses and stuff. When I grow up, I want to be like y'all, okay, as soon as I grow up. So what has been, the same question, Soretta, what has been one of the best moments of being married to Mr. Sterling?
Wow, I would have to say watching him as a father. Mm-hmm. We have three sons, and he has been such an example to them. He was there feeding, you know, it wasn't one of these stories that I hear a lot of women say where, you know, they were only ones up at night feeding. I mean, he was there getting bottles ready, feeding, just how he has been a great father throughout the years, just watching that, because we'll talk about his story. Where he didn't have a father growing up. And so a lot of times people will, you know, I say this often, you can't help what happened to you. There's things that were out of your control that happened to you, but you are responsible for your own healing. Mm. And so he didn't use it as an excuse that, you know, well, I didn't have a father growing up. You know, I didn't have an example. He decided that he was going to take that negative in his life, and he was going to be a better man and a great father. So watching him as a father certainly has been one of the most tender moments for me. And then, like he said, you know, just when it's he and I, we're silly, we're giddy, we laugh, we joke. And those moments are very tender and special to me. And I appreciate, you know, when he makes me feel like it's just me. There's, even though there may be people around, like you said, it's just me. And it's all about me. And he goes that extra mile to make sure that, you know, I'm fully aware of that.
Soretta, that was very powerful. You said something so powerful. You said it doesn't matter what happens to you, but you are responsible for your healing. Wow. That was a nugget right there. So let's talk about healing for a second. Is it because, hold on for a second. Is it because a lot of people haven't healed from previous relationships that they bring it over into their present relationship? And that's why a lot of relationships don't last?
Absolutely. That's what I was talking about earlier, where you have to do the work. But in our culture, you You know, it's very taboo. Therapists, you know, getting therapy, seeking a counselor, not something that we were exposed to, was very talked about. You know, you don't do that, you know. But, you're not responsible because you didn't get to choose the family you were born into, the life you were born into.
Amen.
And the things that may have happened to you that, you know, were traumatic, you know, I like to acknowledge it was wrong. It should never have happened to you. But at some point, you are responsible for your healing. You have to decide, I'm not going to let what happened to me define me. I'm not going to let it have control of my life and my future, and certainly my relationship. And so doing the work, and, I think we're in a society where a lot of people don't like to work hard, period. You know,
yep.
Not even a 9-to-5. People want to get rich quick. They don't want to put in the time and the energy that it takes to start that business or, you know, to pursue those dreams. And so, but you have to put the time and the work in, because the only person you can control, that you have control over, is you. Mm-hmm. And so you have to work on your healing. It's your responsibility. Yeah.
We only got a few minutes left. It's amazing how time goes so fast when you're having so much fun. I'm telling you, I'm really, really enjoying this conversation. Sterling, let me ask you this. Let's talk about men healing, because a lot of times we heal a little different. You know, women heal their way, but men tend to hold things in. They tend to not discuss how they're truly, truly feeling. And therefore, you know, it's harder for the woman to gauge what may be going on. How can men start to heal before getting into that marriage, so that that marriage can then last?
Like you said, we as men, we were taught this, that we just to channel things in ourselves, to mm-hmm. just bottle it up, because if you do show the I call it the emotion, you're showing signs of weakness. But I tell people, as a man, if you need to cry, cry. There's nothing wrong. That's just you being a human. And that's the emotional aspect of being a human. Let the emotion out and go from there. That will start the beginning of the healing process. And also understanding that it's a new day. You just can't hang on to stuff that's troubling you, because that's why you're in the situation that you're in. Release, exhale, and move on.
Mm.
Because if you hang on to it, it's going to start shortening your life.
Mm.
It's going to start affecting your health. And once that comes in, you're no good. You're useless to anyone. You're useless to yourself, and you're useless to your spouse, because you start affecting her. You start bringing your negativism towards her, and she starts trying to fix you. And yes, she can help you, but she can't fix you.
Come on here.
Hold on. I need you to rewind that last sentence. Yes, she can what, Mr. Sterling?
She can help you, but she can't fix you.
You can't fix him, girl. You can't fix him.
Sterling, let me ask you, is your cousin T.D. Jakes?
I don't think so.
You dropping it like it's hot up in here, bro. That is deep. That is, oh my goodness. If y'all don't remember nothing else from that, I mean, they both dropping some nuggets up in here. You hear what I'm saying? Wow, this has been an extraordinary, man. That time went so fast. I felt like I was only talking to you for like 5 minutes. That's how powerful this is. But you don't have to worry, ladies and gentlemen, because Marriage and More comes on every Wednesday on the Bashani Network and any place that you can find your podcast. And I'm telling you, all of these things, they're going to be discussing in more detail. We just wanted to introduce them to the world as a whole, you know, and in that. So before we get out of here, two things. Number one, if they want to learn more about Marriage and More, or you and Pastor Sterling. Now, I'm just joking, y'all. But if they want to know more, how can they find out about it?
So they can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Marriage and More with Sterling and Soretta. We have those media social media outlets set up, website coming really soon. And we want to hear from people so they can email us questions if they want to share something, if it's something that we said, at Marriage and More, Sterling and Soret, and it's C-E-R-E-T-T, Marriage and More, Sterling and Soret, C-E-R-E-T-T, at yahoo.com.
Okay, let me get, that's a long email address. So Marriage and More at Sterling Soret at yahoo.com, is that correct? I just want to make sure.
Marriage and More, Sterling and Soret
at
yahoo.com.
All right, cool. We're going to talk after we get off this phone. We're going
to
talk after we get off this phone. I ain't going to say nothing here. There's too many people on this conversation right now.
Help me out.
Lord have mercy. People can barely spell cup, and you want them to spell all of that. All right. So I'm going to end it with, I'm going to ask Sterling his last question and end it with you, Soretta. Sterling. What do you love most about Soretta?
Well, I love everything about her, but the thing that I love the most is she is so caring and giving to people. I mean, she don't have to know them, and she'll just go all in on trying to make sure they are operating at their optimal, at their best.
Mm, very, very powerful. The same question, Soretta.
I would have to say the same thing about Sterling. Watching him in the military and how, you know, he had lots of soldiers who looked to him as a father, who looked to him as a father figure, just how he overcame. And he didn't allow his life situations and circumstances to define who he was. And the great example that he's been, and he's so patient and he leads, he has this quiet leadership style, like he, you know, yet he's such a strong and powerful man. And so that's just very attractive to me. He doesn't have to come in the room and hoop and holler and be loud to show that he is a strong, you know, confident, power man. His silent presence has such an energy that exudes confidence, and I just love that about him.
Mm, absolutely. And I love you guys for being on the Beanie Randall Show and Bashani Magazine, and we hope that you guys got a lot from this conversation. And here's what we want you to do. We want you guys to go to the Instagram. What is your Instagram, Soretta?
Marriage and More, Sterling Soretta.
Marriage and More, Sterling Soretta. And what is your Facebook?
Marriage and More with Sterling and Soretta.
Okay. All right. I want you guys to go there. I want you to follow them. I want you to like them. And here's what we will do. We're gonna pick a few winners who go and follow them, comment, like, whatever, you know, on their Marriage and More Instagram. All right. And we will pick the winners. We won't let them pick it because they might pick their cousins or they friends or their homies. So, you know, after 24 hours, we're going to pick it and we're going to send you out a nice little gift just for being part of this and listening to this conversation and following them on Instagram. So we will pick the winners. So make sure you go over to the Instagram and follow them and like them, comment or whatever. And we will pick a few winners and send you out a nice little thank you gift for listening. All right.
Thank you so much.
Yep. I'm Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, a.k.a. Billionaire Benny, and this is Bashani Radio App. Make sure you download the free app for Android or iPhones, or you can listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Remember, like I always say, it's not a game. It's a lifestyle, baby. Love you. And you can't do nothing about it. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Show. He's a very brilliant man.
It's not a game, it's a lifestyle. Exclusively on the Shawnee Radio app. Download free for your iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Completely redesigned, the Shawnee Radio app is hotter than ever.
Ever.
Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.